It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Rolla Bresch is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than to talk with my friend Brad Anderson at McFarland's. That's right. I just broke the mold today, folks. I did not rhyme. Those of you that are rhyming experts would, of course, have figured that out by now. But I got to tell you, folks, it's not very often that I get to interview just one of our staff. And Brad and I have known each other for a number of years. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk with him because Brad and I have, well, you've done radio stuff with me for a long time, right, Brad?
I mean, yeah, I just keep being a commercial junkie. The sales department.
Brad's kind of my go-to guy whenever I have to do an ag commercial. He's the man.
That's right.
And, you find that there are these people that are just gifted with gab, and Brad is one of those folks. So thanks for joining me this morning, Brad. Good to talk with you. So, Brad, you are a long part of your, the thing that I always go to you for is ag. And you've got a pretty rich background with that, right? I mean, you've been a farmer all your life, haven't you?
Yeah, I grew up on a family farm. Worked for several different family farms throughout the years. Spent about 10 years away from home, and it was very valuable. You know, I've made a lot of connections, made a lot of friends that I didn't have before, okay. in the industry, and really appreciate how other people do things, and it's very valuable.
Sure. What do you think? I mean, as a kid growing up on a farm, how do you think that really changes a person, or maybe makes you different from a city slicker? Are there basic things that you notice in people where you can kind of tell that guy must have been on a farm? Or it's not like, oh, I'm a farmer. I mean, you don't have a dialect or something,
right?
Or,
no,
or I mean, a secret handshake, nothing like that, right?
I mean, I really think, from my view looking in, you kind of appreciate what you have a little more.
Okay.
You kind of worked for everything you have, and it's all in front of you. Growing up, I always really enjoyed, some of the field work things that I did, and there were some things I didn't like to do.
Welcome to life, right?
Right. And at least to see your finished product when you were done,
sure.
Working ground or anything like that.
Sure.
I enjoy working with animals. My uncle is still milking on the family farm, so it's interesting. Agriculture has changed a lot in my lifetime, and
yeah.
I'm not overly old, but I'm getting there.
I've always thought too, it must be there must be something kind of humbling about realizing that you're really not in control of a lot of really critical things, primarily the weather, you think about like grain prices or, what milk is sold for, whatnot. So much of that is out of your control, but in its like core to what you do and how successful you are doing it, right?
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. The roller coaster of a ride. Mm-hmm. Anything for, like you said, weather, just like your lawn, your crops need rain, and
sure.
We need heat units. I mean, that's something we were hearing for a while here this summer. Well, we haven't had enough heat units. Well, now look at it; things are drying up. So,
okay.
It's a roller coaster ride. It's a very emotional ride. It's probably one of the only careers where things aren't really set in stone. There's
sure.
There's no really crystal ball. I mean, it's changed a lot. There's crop insurance, which
sure.
wasn't available back in the day.
Oh, and, gosh, the technology has
right.
changed so drastically, and the kinds of statistics that farmers have at their disposal to kind of figure, well, heat units. I mean, how long has that been around? Heat units?
Forever, right? But it's just something,
now it's quantified in a way that
right.
they know you need a certain number in order to be
grow a crop.
Okay.
So
is that just the number of degree days or the degrees that it gets to? And there's a way to quantify that
correct.
If you give above 70, if you give
correct.
Above 80. Okay.
Correct.
So were we ended up finishing up down for the year?
I think we're pretty much average.
Okay. So it's okay. So so part of the big reason we are here today is to talk about our good old association that's been around forever and ever, FFA, the Future Farmers of America, which is it still?
It is not the Future Farmers of America. It's a national FFA organization.
Okay.
That changed a while ago.
Okay.
And basically, it went from, you know, a good old farm boy club or whatever you want to call it, to an organization where it promotes personal growth, leadership, and career success.
Okay.
So, you know, like when I was in school, you know, and was really kind of the first time I was introduced to it was in high school. When I went through the program, we did not have a middle school program. Now we in town here, we do have a middle school program. So eighth graders all the way through seniors, actually year 13, could still be an FFA member. Okay. So I did a lot, you know, credits to Jeff Hicken back in the day when he was here and, you know, got my feet wet and everything. And, and you know, now he's in Madison with DatCab.
And now is it Troy Telford?
Troy Telford.
He's in the high school?
Yep. And Troy's, I was on the hiring committee when Troy got brought on board. He's been here 10 plus years.
Okay.
So,
and always, I mean, it seems like one of the things I've always appreciated about the FFA, we've had them here a number of times for like running the food tents for McFarnables and stuff. And the kids are always punctual. They're, you know, they're good attitudes. They're really, you know, it seems like that culture tends to breed a lot of really just good qualities in kids in general. Things that, you know, most parents would say, yep, that's my boy or that's my girl. So,
right. You know, one thing, you know, in our community here, we're very fortunate. I'm actually currently the president of the FFA alumni in town here, but our FFA alumni organization, I'd like to tout, it is one of the top five probably in the state of Wisconsin as far as a budget and how it helps their program. When I was a student, we had a van that was purchased through the FFA alumni and donated to the school.
Okay.
And in the last 5 years, I've been a part of purchasing the replacement for that van.
Oh, wow.
They've always had an ag truck that the ag teacher's been able to go and do farm visits with in the summer or haul supplies around. That wore out. The FFA alumni in town purchased that and donated to the school.
Okay.
So we've done a lot. The greenhouse at the high school was half was paid by the FFA alumni, half was paid by the district. We've done a lot of programs like that with the district.
Interesting.
We've also, we have about $5,000 a year in scholarships that we give out locally to our kids. And our budget, it blows my mind, you know.
In terms of the things you're able to accomplish. And that's primarily through fundraising efforts that you're able to do that.
Yep.
And a big part of that has got to be the tractor pulls that are done.
It is. You know, looking back 5 years ago, the tractor pulls were really big for us. And now that a lot of other communities are starting to do tractor pulls, we're noticing our attendance is dropping.
Okay.
So we're going to have to
Come up with some new ways
to do it. I mean, the tractor pull facility we have in town here is, you know, probably we're probably one of the only FFA alumni organizations in the state that own property to do this on. We own 6 acres in Industrial Park in Prairie du Sac. We've been fortunate to have a lot of people help us with that, but it is truly a very, very neat facility for that. And and we use it for different events. In 2 weeks, we're going to have enough seventh-day career day. So every seventh grader in the whole district will come up and learn about different ag careers. So there'll be a different
activities
or you know, stations that they'll rotate through, welding and diesel mechanics and biotechnology and the vet clinic, the meat market.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So. Excellent. So I think of that, you know, you talk about the tractor pull. When I first moved into town in 1990, I would notice every summer that there you would hear this, you know, and I'd be like, what in the world is there a drag racing, you know, thing in town or something that I don't know about? And it literally took, I think, like 5 years before I figured out that that was the farm, you know, the tractor pulls going on. And then I, you know, finally went to one when there was like, oh, wow, I can see why guys like this, because it's just like a big, you know, testosterone event with, you know, those huge tractors and pulling those things along the drags or, fun. So, but you're right. I mean, organizations are having to think differently about stuff. I think, you know, our Cowchip Parade, you know, or the Cowchip Festival, I think they talk about the same things. You know, what are we going to do to keep it new and keep it fresh and stand out? You know, because people have a limited amount of money to spend on stuff like that. So you got to figure out how to get them to spend it on yours, right?
Right.
So, well, we're talking with Brad Anderson today. Brad is one of the sales guys here in our sales department in the farm machinery area of McFarland's, but he's also the current president of the FFA alumni. We've got some more things to talk about when we after we come back from a brief break here. So we'll take just a brief couple of moments here to hear a word from our sponsors for Mornings at McFarland's here on 99.7 Max FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's, broadcasting live from McFarland's in Sauk City. My guest this morning is Brad Anderson. Brad is the president of the local FFA alumni organization and also one of our very competent ag machinery sales people. So I'm sorry, I put you on the spot there. Now, Brad, everyone's going to expect to come in here and have you be competent. So
there you go.
Yeah, sorry, that's just the way it is, man. So right. I don't put anybody on the show unless they're competent. That's like a rule that I have. So we've got a big event coming up on this weekend, right, that FFA is also a part of. Can you talk about that event at all?
Yeah, there's a food tent going to be on site here that part of the Ag Day. There's going to be petting zoo. With some 4-H clubs, some 4-H club members bringing in some animals, and then the FFA alumni is running the food stand with proceeds to go to the FFA alumni. So that's here at the store, I believe, from like 10 to 2 or something like that.
10 until 1, yeah.
10 to 1.
Yeah. So we traditionally have done kind of a fall of harvest kind of McFarnival.
Oh.
So, and this year actually it was kind of the idea of the 100th Anniversary Committee to roll into that. A selection of events or, you know, a series of events by taking that fall harvest McFarnival and turning it into part of one of those celebrations. And really, we've always intended it, and I think this year even more so, to be a thank you to the ag community, because obviously, you know, without the ag community, that's a huge part of the business that McFarland's does. Although, I will say, that's changed over time, too. You know, it used to be in the day that was all about farm machinery and manufacturing farm machinery, and then, you know, in the 50s, adding tractors and leasing of tractors and all that stuff, and then, you know, the farm store, and, now I look at the store and think, oh my God, you know, the number of things since the rebuild in 2013, it's almost hard to imagine it isn't the same place, but that it's the same company, you know. So I hope you find the same thing. So lots of good changes. So.
Yeah, you know, my family's been customers my whole life, so it's unique to work for a company that we're also a customer of. You know,
You were here back in the milk days then, weren't you?
Milk. Yeah. As a little kid, we used to have free milk every time you were there. And
That milk machine with the chocolate milk spewing. And I see you came in this morning with a jug of chocolate milk.
That's right. That milk machine actually ended up at the school for a little while there after it left McFarland's. I know they tried it for a little bit, but it just got to be a pain in the,
I mean, that's a hard thing. Those are hard to maintain. And nowadays with all the regulations on them and stuff, it just... Right. You know, gets to the point where, you know, you're going to pay licensing or whatever, you know, inspection fees and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, fun. So are there other events that are coming? You mentioned another one, too.
We've got a fish fry coming up on the 22nd, I believe. It's okay. Friday the 22nd.
Okay.
And also, it concludes our fall raffle. We'll draw the fall raffle that night, and we have some very, very good prizes. The top prize is $1,000 cash. It's $10 for a book of six tickets, and they're available from any FFA alumni member. I have them here at the store in my office.
$10,000, did you say?
$1,000.
$1,000, okay.
Yep, $1,000. Okay. Yep, okay. And then there's a lot of, couple $250 prizes, several $100 prizes, and a lot of gift certificates.
Okay.
Including a few for here. And
okay.
And there are establishments in the area.
All the money of that's going to go into those coffers to help all the other stuff.
Correct.
So reiterate those for somebody that might have just joined us. What are some of the overall benefits of contributing to FFA?
The big thing is there's several leadership workshops that these kids go to throughout the year. The national convention, which moves between Indianapolis and Louisville. I'm not exactly sure which town it's in. I think in Indianapolis again.
Okay.
That is huge. These speaking contests these kids do. I don't think there are a lot of people really realize some of the things that they. There's a job interview contest. There's like a quiz bowl contest.
Okay.
There's a parliamentary procedure contest. Well,
really?
In this day and age, if you're going to run for school board or local government, parliamentary procedures kind of sometimes goes by the wayside. So
yeah.
It's neat that organization has a contest like that. So discussion meet, which is current agriculture issues,
yeah.
Extemp speaking, prepared speaking.
Right.
So it's very interesting. And, from seeing the kids, I would say over half of them have zero connection to the farm industry at all.
Yeah. Well, and that makes sense. I mean, given the changing emphasis of the organization. And it sounds like, I remember going to school back in, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And FFA, I don't think we even had an FFA channel club
chapter, yeah.
at my school because it was Milwaukee and there just weren't farmers there. So if they ever had one, it must have died away long, long ago.
I believe a couple of the Milwaukee programs have just been reinstated in the last couple of years.
Which would make sense now that the emphasis has changed. Yeah.
So it's they're doing a lot of stuff with aquaponics, I believe, down there.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, in fact, there's a guy that's just north of the Milwaukee metro area that's huge in hydroponics and has developed some new systems for just recycling the water basically.
And fish,
and fish. Yeah, aren't they using fish for fertilizer also? But the fish kind of keep the water going through the system as well. Just amazing in terms of people thinking outside the box with reclamation of materials that used to just be waste. It's pretty cool. So those are kinds of things that kids would get involved in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's an aquaponics system here at the school district in town.
Okay.
They just did a remodel at the high school in the last 2 years, and the ag program was part of that.
Okay.
They have pens that they can actually bring animals in. He had an area that was retrofitted before, but it's been retrofitted more meant for what he's doing there.
Okay.
So,
Are there... I'm just thinking too. Are there if a kid is thinking about joining FFA and he's not sure is there a kind of kid that does better with FFA or is it just anybody that
anybody and actually one thing that's gotten really interesting is it used to be you had to pay dues to become a member.
Okay.
That's changed.
Okay.
So anybody that wants to be a member can be a member at no cost. It's like a charter kind of deal, and they did the same thing with FFA alumni.
Okay.
It used to be $20 a year or whatever it was. Now it's if you want to be, you want to be a member, you just sign a slip of paper and you're in. So it's really interesting how things are evolving, but it's ingenious. And the FFA organization is the largest youth organization in the country.
Okay, really the largest in the country.
It's the largest membership.
Wow. So when you think of the number of different organizations there are, that's huge.
Well, I think there's 250 kids at the high school in town here that are members. So, it's just a student body of 1,000. So that's 25%. I mean, that's pretty big. In terms of having one teacher, with all those contacts with that students, it's pretty amazing.
Is that 250? So I remember days when there were 25 kids in order.
They take 30 kids to National Convention every year, okay. And that's a whole week, you know. And it's there's a lot of kids that want to go that can't go, you know.
Wow. So it's kind of a waiting list in terms of
It's an application procedure, and it's
well. The number of scholarships. What did you said?
$5,000
in scholarships are awarded every year.
So graduating seniors, and we try to max them out at $500 per student. So if there's 10 students, and we got $5,000 budget. Providing we feel they were involved enough, There could be 10 $500 scholarships, or there could be, you know, we could split it out. There could be 20 kids get scholarships.
Sure.
There's no limit.
Sure. I mean,
but it usually by the time, you know, they hit their senior year, you know, the leaders have really floated to the top.
And, excellent. Well, folks, my guest this morning has been Brad Anderson. Brad, thanks so much for being here talk about FFA. Again, the big event this weekend is Fall Harvest McFarnival, right? So 10 until 1. Come on down, get some shaved pork, not pulled pork, from Wittenbox, actually another big FFA member, right? And supporter. They support the FFA. You know, if you've listened today, folks, you know that there's been a ton of great activities and opportunities that are provided for kids that are part of that. So I kudos to you, Brad, for continuing to support that and to work, volunteer your time to be able to be part of a program. And that's got to be really rewarding.
It is.
So come on down between 10 and 1. Enjoy that. We're going to have a bounce for kids to be able to enjoy that. And a bunch of, what did I hear, chickens and rabbits and calves. Oh, my. So all of those different animals that kids can have a chance to see up close if they're city slickers like me and hardly ever get to see them. So hope to see you there. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back in just a minute or so and talk about some community announcements that are going on throughout the area, too. So don't go anywhere. Thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's at 99.7 FM, WRPQ in Baraboo, and today, right now, Sauk City. So hold on.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's for our weekly community announcements. So, as always, I'm just taking stuff right off of SaukPrairie.com. So if you want to find out more about these events and others that are going to be happening, go to SaukPrairie.com and just click on the Calendar of Events tab up towards the top. That'll get you to them. So it's coming up tomorrow, actually, is Jay Mathis is going to be over at the Woodshed Ale House. So if you're interested in some excellent music, Jay Mathis will be playing. He began playing back in 2011, and since then he's been working on opening spots for national acts like Jana Kramer and Old Dominion and Robert Randolph. So he's played in a lot of major venues in Wisconsin, so it's really a great thing to have him join us here. He'll be at Woodshed Ale House from 7 until 9 p.m. tomorrow. And so hope we can get down if you want to hear some good music and have some good local beers, okay? Also then on, it looks like Friday is an open day, or at least nothing that's on the community calendar. So if you have an event on Friday and you didn't get it on the community calendar, calendar, I'm sorry, you should have done it, okay? So, but the farmer's market is going on this weekend. You know, they're going to be winding down here pretty soon. So if you want to get out and get some fresh produce from the area, farmer's market is right there on the right in between Trip Heritage Museum and Pam Ziegler's Photo Shop, Photo Studio. So feel free to get down there. And one other event to mention quick is coming up on Monday, there's a blood drive at Graceway Church. So if you'd like to help support the American Red Cross and their needs for blood, they will be holding the blood drive from 12 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And that's at Graceway Church, formerly known as Sauk Prairie Evangelical Free Church, right at 65 13th Street. And if you want more information, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Well, that wraps it up for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed Mornings at McFarland's this morning. Again, thanks to my guest, Brad Anderson, for joining us and talking about all the great things and opportunities for kids that are part of FFA. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll join us next week here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk Prairie.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.